on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
And we're previewing the Lakeside track at Sandown today. It might be one of those in-betweeners as far as track condition goes today. We've had a bit of wet weather and there's a scattered amount of rain about later on today as well. Before Dean Lester joins me to set the scene and then preview the meeting, Greg Groves is our man on the spot, the track manager. How are you, Greg?
G'day, Matt. I'm good, thank you.
Is it a bit of an in-betweener today?
Well, we'll call it a soft five, but it's well and truly a soft five. And a bit of drizzle about after we did the reading this morning. So, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, that's for sure.
And there's a bit of drizzle coming later in the day as well. So you've stuck in that range of soft five?
I think so, yeah.
All right. When did we last race at Lakeside?
Last week we were in the True at Lakeside.
All right.
And we moved the rail out 3 metres from last week. So pretty small fields last week. So we've basically covered all the wear and tear. Just a bit of scuffing down the front, but overall it's in pretty good nick.
It doesn't seem to disadvantage on pace horses who kick clear turning for home. Is that going to be the story again today?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Look, if you looked at how it raced last week, I think that's a pretty fair assessment, actually.
Big agenda coming up in the next 6 months for Lakeside and Hillside?
Yeah, sure is. We've got, about 40 meetings between now and through to July next year, so it's pretty busy.
All right, have you got any numbers? You got the shear and all that for today for those punters who are into it?
Yeah, righto. So the going sticks 8.4 with a shear of 9.6. I can't give you any soil moisture readings because our telemetry is down, but... I'm flying blind in that regard, but they're the going stick numbers.
GS 8.4, SH, shear 9.6, soft 5,
yep.
Rails out 3, a little bit of drizzle about, and you're going to probably stay in the soft 5 range.
I would think so, yes.
Good on you, Greg.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
Greg Groves there. It's a pretty good meeting. There's three or four real highlight interesting runners, a couple of ex-Hong Kongs, an interesting debutante. Dean Lester's with me to give us an overview first, and then we'll go race by race after a break. But how are you, Dino?
Hello, Matty.
Yeah, it's a particularly interesting Lakeside meeting, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is some really... interesting race. Certainly the maiden race one and race five for the three-year-olds is a good race. So I think, plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, and a pretty enticing-looking quaddy today.
Let's hope so. There might be a little bit of value there.
All right, and on a soft five, it's just one of those in-betweeners. As a form analyst, is it that one of the trickier ranges for you because it's neither necessarily one or the other?
Oh, we're getting towards the summer sort of, you wouldn't think that's so this week, but a drier sort of five. So I'm thinking with the wind and that about, it mightn't be too bad. And the shear's up near 10. So once it gets to 10, that means the ground's pretty tough, I think, from what I gather. So, I think it should play okay. I'm not too worried about the conditions. I think most would handle these.
Yeah, and certainly doesn't seem like it's going to be usual story at Lakeside. No disadvantage to be up on speed and sort of trying to kick clear.
Yeah, well, it's just the way it is. They skip off that last part of the hill and get an advantage, and those out wide have got to build their momentum and try and run them down. So, yeah, and the fields aren't huge. That's the other thing. So you don't get as much pressure as maybe, if there was fields of 14 and 16 where they'd have to all get a spot.
And all the superstars are there today. Blake Shin's back, Jamie Carr, Damien Oliver, all the other top jockeys as well. So you got them on your side. Dino, we're going to take a short break and come back and we'll have a look at the first four races. It's 8 minutes past 11.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian form preview.
Sandown Lakeside, soft 5, rails out 3 metres, going stick is 8.5, shear is 9.6. Dean Lester is on with me to take us through this meeting and find some winners. The first, Dino, is one of the more interesting ones because of this interesting debutante. The scratchings are numbers 1 and 8. And here we have the one I was talking about, Mugen, number 2 for Clinton McDonald at $1.95 on the fixed odds. 3 triumphantly is at $6.50. 5 Worn has been well backed at $7. Zutha is at $6, number 6, $8.50 for Lil Wonder. number nine for the Hawks camp. Clinton was a little bit guarded, I've got to say, when I spoke to him this morning about, you know, game day's different type thing, but obviously everything we've seen from Mugen so far has been pretty sharp.
Yeah, it has, Matt, and trainers get very guarded on race day too. He was probably more cavalier about it a few days out, I would imagine, as trainers tend to be, Matty, but I think Mugen, off the back of his trials of... will take a bit of beating, four jump outs in total, two recent, and looks to go very well. I think the other first starter in Warn goes nicely as well. He jumped out at Ararat, covered a lot of ground in his most recent jump out, and I thought still found the line from an inside draw. He'll probably get a very cheap run. They're the two for me. Zuther onto drier ground, the other Mar Eustace runner, and nine, Lil Wonder, who'll be up on the speed. Looks to have trialled okay, but yeah, I think the first starters will dominate, and principally number two, 2, 5, 6, and 9.
2, 5, 6, and 9. I might be wrong, but from memory, I think the late Shane Warne was to have had or had an involvement in Warne.
No, he's got a share in it. Yeah, right. The estate's racing a share.
Okay.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Well, hopefully for the Warne family and kids, Warne will go well today. Over to race two, Dino. This is over 1,600 metres. It's a class one, and the scratching here is at number nine, and tote-wise, or fixed odds-wise, number five, Oceana Blue, is the $2.10 fixed odds favourite. Catherine Coleman gave us a good enough push this morning. Blushing Tycoon, number one, for Bussett and Young, $4.20. Emerald Jack is at $5, number two, and that's about it for those in the market.
Yeah, two main chances, well, like Blushing Tycoon here, Matt, had no luck at all on Cranbourne Cup Day in a benchmark 70, went to the line virtually untested behind Paldoro and was only beaten 3.5 lengths. So I think second up has got a very good chance here, and just the way the race shapes up, could have that little tactical advantage. Oceana Blue, she's got ability. She's always well in the betting. She's been favourite at her last five runs and hasn't won. But she's in a class one here, Jamie Carr inside draw. I think they're the two main chances. Emerald Jack, I think of the maiden winners that are coming through this race, he was the most impressive. He still does a bit wrong, but he's got ability. And Dodgy One did more than enough first up at Pakenham. Will be fitter for that run next best. But I think Blushing Tycoon and Oceana Blue stand out a bit there. 1, 5, 2, and 4.
1, 5, 2, 4 in race two. The third is over 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 70. I'm very interested in this race. In your thoughts, the scratching is number eight, Glam Dam. So You See resumes here, number three at $2.30 for Mike Maroney and Blake Shin. $5, the moody ones are the, you know, the potential spanner in the works here. 10, Liberated Girl, $5, and 11, Life Lessons at $5.50. $8 for Merlin's Charm. I was blown away by So You See on debut at Pakenham, and then things didn't quite go right as she was rapidly stepped up in class. And I know she's had a few issues behind the scenes and resumes here, but I reckon if we see the real So You See, they might not see which way she goes here, Dean. What's your take on her today first up?
That's the only concern, that she did miss the spring, Matt, so you straight away you realise that she's had some sort of issue. But her jump outs wouldn't suggest it. She's jumped out nicely. She's a talent, as you say, and look, I think all being well, she should take care of this field. The one that I think's the danger, and over the odds, is Smoke and Toff. Smoke and Toff ran really well in the sub-zero handicap on Melbourne Cup Day. Covered ground, battled on well, beaten less than three lengths. Seems huge odds dropping back to fillies and mares benchmark 70 grade here. Number 11, Life Lessons, one of the moody runners, and 2, Merlin's Charm. I thought we'd get a cheap run on the pace, working up to winning form with the two runs under her belt. But, yeah, I'll be playing So You See with a little something on Smoke and Toff and even a little something on the Quinella. 3, 6, 11, and 2.
3, 6, 11, and 2, and Smoke and Toff is at $15 on the fixed odds at the moment. Over to race four, Dino. This is over 1,500 metres, a benchmark 64. Scratchings are numbers 2, 4, and 6. I Am News is the $3.20 fixed odds favourite for Bedji and Aaron Lynch to ride. $5.50 for number five, Brian Epstein. Sorry, Beretta is the second favourite, number one at $3.80. And then it's $6 for Ancient Egypt, number 10. So there's a few in the market here.
Yeah, there are. I like Beretta. I think he's a good talent, and hopefully we get to see it today. I think with the claim, he gets in pretty well at the weights, and I'm leaning his way. If it's not him, then I think it's a really open race. The likes of, I think, Submerge was a good run last start, hit the line well. Biggest problem is he gets a long way back, but he can run well. 11 Miss Cabaret, this resumed off a long spell and was a good run at Pakenham. Every time just went to get a run, just got balked and hit the line quite well. I think can run well here. And next best, maybe number 5, Brian Epstein, who's had a long time off, but looks to have trialled up better than what we saw of him last time in this import. And certainly, I'm used the favourite. If you're having an early quaddie, it would go in. But I think Beretta is the one I could back here. 1-9-11-5.
1-9-11-5 in a race 4. The quaddie starts on race 5. Dean, we're going to take a break and come back with your thoughts for the quaddie. It's 18 minutes past 11.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
20 minutes past 11, 21 minutes past 11. Matt Hill, people didn't quite hear his selections for the first leg of his quaddie, and we've been absolutely swamped with requests. So for those who have been asking, it's his numbers in the first leg are 1, 2, 4 and 12. 1, 2, 4 and 12. And the 12 corner off was the one he kind of liked best on the day each way. Dean, this first leg of the quaddie is a paradise for last start winners. It's a tricky race, isn't it?
It is, Matt, and that's how you know the calendar falls. You win these maidens, and they virtually funnel into these midweek city meetings. And as a 3-year-old, and they come together, and it's a terrific race.
Absolutely. The scratchings, just quickly, the scratchings here are numbers 5, 7, 8, and 9. The favourite on the fixed odds is number 2, Midtown Boss, at $3.90. Settavelli is $4.20, number 4. Corner Off, the one that Matty Hill liked, number 12, is $4.40. And $6 for Cause for Concern. Sorry, back to you, Dino.
Yeah, I like Corner Off as well. I'm with Matty Hill here. I think she's a really nice filly. She trialled like a winner going into her first up run at Pakenham. It was a pretty clinical win, really. She just travelled on the speed, quick and down, and won with something in hand. And I think much the same here, ride the speed and be hard to run down. It's going to have some pretty handy ones chasing. Midtown Boss was an enormous win at Geelong first up. Will be fitter for that run, whether an inside draw and might need further. But Blake Shin ducks and weaves here. It'll be strong late. Settavelli was on softer ground, but did a good job to win at Pakenham on debut. And I thought Proud Conquest, number 3, has trialled up quite well, resuming here for Anthony and Sam Friedman. Might be next best, but no, I'm happy to be with the filly here in Corner Off, but 12, 2, 4 and 3.
12, 2, 4 and 3 over to race 6. This is over 1,200 metres. This is a benchmark 64. The scratchings here are 4, 8 and 15. Where do we start? $2.90 for Vermentino for Mar Eustace and Ben Mellum, number 9, drawn barrier 1. $4.80 for number 14, Star Lee. $3.90 for number 7, Place of Gold. $9, number 3, Pocket Change. And $126 for number 12, Maldestro.
Is it worth taking a little bit of the $126, Matty, or...?
I've got to have something on the place just in case. He's not going hopeless at the moment, so, yeah. No. He's not going to run. You know, there'll be a crowd spike temporarily for this race for people to go and see him, but, yeah, I'll have me little $50 the place, I think.
Exactly. You don't often get to see the goat out at Sandown, so I'm going with Vermentino, who's one from one, resumes, trialled well, looks a nice horse. Has had a fair time off, but trials would suggest that he's ready to go. Kaido's a nice horse, number 10, resumes. Been ridden a bit more conservatively in recent trials, and I think has really appreciated that. Trialled well and looks a very good winning chance first up. Number 7, Place of Gold, went through that Country Cup series, back in class, back in distance, wide draw, but will be strong late. And 14, Star Lee, who's had the two runs in, is going to get a great run from the draw with Damien Oliver to ride. But I think 9 and 10 are the key runners, 9, 10, 7 and 14.
9, 10, 7 and 14 in race 6. Race 7 is another pretty good race. The scratchings here are numbers 3, 6, 10, 12, 16 and 17. $4.40 for Wasaka, number 1, for Mike Moroney and Laura Lafferty. Clayton Moore is $5 for Gemma Riley, number 2. Fire Glow 2. Interested in your thoughts on this one. Is it $7.50? Thought Provoking 5. Number 5 is at $5.50. And that's about it for those in the market, except for number 15, True Grit, at $8.50. Interesting backstory with Fire Glow 2, Dina.
Yeah, he's been around a bit, Matty. He's done a bit of travelling, and he's got a very good chance here. He was unlucky the other day, so I think he's one of the chances. I'm a little bit opposed to the two favourites here, well, a lot opposed. I'm with Thought Provoking, who rode a very, very fast speed in the Matriarch Stakes, and she just didn't have the ability to keep going, simple as that, but this is a lot easier. As long as that run hasn't totally flattened her from a good draw with Jamie Carter ride. I'm with her to beat 15 True Grit. Drops 5 kilos on his last run. On the way up, sat the stable running into form. I think has to be regarded. Fire Glow 2, as I said, was unlucky last start. The extra distance suits Blake. She knows the horse well. And 9 slip into this, getting fitter, and drops 3 kilos. Insignificantly, Craig Williams taking the ride. I think for Patrick Payne, that's a good lead. 5:15, 4 and 9.
5:15, 4 and 9 in race 7. Race 8 is over 1,400 metres. No scratchings here. Very open race. I think it's $7 the field and the market I've got in front of me. Number 6, Saint of Katowice, or Katowice, is at $7. I might have butchered that. 4 Sharp Response, $7.50. Interest in what you make of it. Also, Lena's Legend, number 3. Also, I know one of yours from time to time. Number 3 at $8. He's the Real Deal, number 1 at $9. Beaufort Park is at $11. Same as Ostrata and Galactic Fury, $8. Tarzi Calling. What a deep race to finish on. Just those two I mentioned, Sharp Response and Lena's Legend. They're the two that sort of jumped out at me to ask you about. What do you make of those two specifically?
Lena's Legend, I think he was your Caulfield Guineas horse. He's gone off the rails a bit. A bit of a D-day for him. And I'm tipping Sharp Response. I'm just hoping that the better ground, as he's got older, maybe he just doesn't like the really soft ground. He's had the two runs back. He's drawn a good gate, got a good claimer on in Hannah Edgley. And I'm just hoping he returns to the form that did see him first past the post in the Mornington Guineas, beating Jungle Magnate, who won a South Australian Derby and was fantastic winning first up in Hong Kong last Sunday week. And then he ran a placing in the Bendigo Guineas. I think that's good enough to run really well here. So I'm with him, number 4, to beat 11, Galactic Fury. Doesn't win out of turn, but he goes well for Ben Allen. He goes well. This is about his grade. I think he can run well. 6, Saint of Katowice resumes. Looks to have trialled well. And he trialled with Brian Epstein, so you get a bit of a guide how that horse performs earlier in the day. And 13, Tarzi Calling off a win last start. 4, 11, 6, and 13.
4, 11, 6, and 13 from Dean in the last at Sandown on what I reckon is a really good race meeting today on a soft 5 track. What's your best and what's the play, Dino?
Well, we might be in sync, Matty. I think, So You See, I think if she turns up anywhere near her best, she'll win race 3. Race 3, number 3. I've struggled with the value, but maybe each way the last. I think Sharp Response will run well. Race 8, number 4. McQuaddy, I'm just going to take the 4x4s. First leg, 12, 2, 4, 3. Second leg, 9, 10, 7, 14. Third leg, 5, 15, 4, and 9. And the last leg, 4, 11, 6, and 13. Play of the day. I like race 2. I think two main chances are numbers 1 and 5, so I could go the trifecta of 1 and 5 to win 1 and 5 second, field for third, and then just reverse the second and third. 1 and 5 to win, field for second, 1 and 5 for third.
Lovely. Good luck today, Dino.
Terrific. Thanks, Matt.